General Secretary of the National Labour Congress, Joy Matthews, provided a historical overview of how Workers' Day was established.
Many workers today take for granted that many things that we enjoy as workers. Around the 19th century, the working class was in a constant struggle to gain an 8-hour work day. The working conditions were severe, and it was common for individuals to work 10 to 16 hours in unsafe conditions. So around 1880, organized labor was able to garner enough strength to declare an 8-hour work day. Since 1986, the first Monday, or May 1st in some instances, was set aside to commemorate Workers' Day. In 1886, the Haymarket Affair in Chicago, where police were trying to disperse a public assembly during a general strike for the 8-hour work day. A lot of persons were killed and locked up. From that, you have the union wearing red, because we look at those persons who would have died during that event as giving their lives for us to enjoy the 8-hour work day today.
Ms. Matthews said a fun walk and rally will be held tomorrow in recognition of the day.
On Friday, May the 1st, it's celebrated as Workers' Day. I'm of the view that most persons tend to slight the day, because over the years we would have had organized rallies and the turnout was not that good. For the past 4 years, we decided that we would have a walk and rally. This year it will be celebrated under the theme of Worker Safety Guarantees Productivity and Prosperity. The theme specifically was chosen around safety, because within recent times a lot of our workers coming down sick. So we just want to focus on the importance for the workplace to be a safe place, and especially if we want to have maximum from our workers.
Ms. Matthews also outlined the route to be taken and invited persons to support tomorrow's activity.
We gather at the Solidarity Inn car park opposite the police station, and the walk is expected to leave at 5 a.m. Exiting the car park, we'll go between the police station and the market, go on Back Street, right up to Adventist Church, and we go to Kane Garden. Exit Tyon Hill, down Murray's Road, over to Mackey's Hill, and we exit at Building and Loan, up Back Street, and to the car park, where we'll have a mini rally. Addresses will be from the Minister of Labour, the President of the Labour Congress, the Presidents of the various unions who are affiliated to the National Labour Congress will bring greetings, and we have a short entertainment package. We're inviting all workers, where possible, to come and join us.
General Secretary of the National Labour Congress, Joy Matthews. The walk and rally will be held under the theme Workers' Safety Guarantees Productivity and Prosperity. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.